Every year on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we hear from part of this chapter where Jesus is identifying himself as the Good Shepherd. This year of the three, it is the shortest little passage. But it speaks very clearly of the tenderness and the care that Jesus has for his sheep. He says that his flock are known to him, that they are a gift from the Father, and that when he cares for them, us, he will not lose any of them. It is a gospel that gives us confidence in God, who calls us and cares for us throughout our lives. For many people, the image of the Good Shepherd brings comfort and peace. It is something sprinkled, I might say, throughout the scriptures. And the 23rd Psalm, which is a comforting one and a popular one for most all of us, talks of the Lord as our shepherd, and he will always be with us, especially in difficult times. Friday night, I went with Monsignor Bill to a little country town called Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, just north of Chattanooga, and we went for the occasion of Monsignor Al Humbrick's 50th anniversary of ordination to priesthood. Father Adam was planning to go for us until he learned that his mother has given him a gift of coming here for Mother's Day weekend. So Monsignor Al is like Monsignor Bill to me, a model of priesthood, an inspiration, a teacher, and a mentor. And on his holy card and the mass program for the celebration Friday night, there was an image of the Good Shepherd, Jesus with sheep around him in a pastoral setting. And it's an appropriate one, as I have known him for many of the 50 years that he has served as a priest. He preached during his homily a story that bears repeating, as it resonates with me, and I hope it resonates with you, in a perhaps slightly different way. He said when he was newly ordained, a parishioner, a mother of five children, told him something like this: "You were trained and taught how to be a priest in the seminary, but it is our job to teach you how to be a pastoral person." So true. As I recall many stories of faithful parishioners like you who have taught me by word and example how to be pastoral, to accompany you, to make sacrifices and choices that are sometimes difficult, but loving in the manner and following the example of Jesus himself. Mothers, in their own way, are pastoral people, caring for us, their children, and giving us good examples. And throughout our lives, no matter what our age is, if our mothers are still with us, they can teach us and corral us perhaps back to where we need to be. I end with a true story that took place actually in Knoxville several years ago. The police chief in Knoxville was Phil Keith, and he was in a council meeting, and it was during the time when we had pagers, and he saw that on his pager there was a message from his mother. He was concerned because this is unusual, and he rushed to the table where he was able to phone her. And when she got on the phone, he heard her voice saying, "Phil Keith, are you chewing gum?" She was watching the council meeting on cable TV. And he sheepishly answered, "Yes, ma'am." "Well, it looks awful," she said. "Spit it out." So Phil Keith dutifully removed the gum following his mother's exhortation and went back to his meeting. Good shepherds come in many forms, and they guide us throughout our lives, sometimes in striking ways, other times gently and subtly.